A fun run walk Saturday at 6 a.m. Food, crafts, kids games, and activity tents. $5 each. Three and under get in free. Free admission with military ID. Louisiana Fun, Sugartown Suite. Beauregard Watermelon Festival. Thursday through Saturday, June 23rd, 24th, 25th. At the Beauregard Parish Fairgrounds, DeRidder. Visit louisianatravel.com. Plan your trip today.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio LLC.
This is Maritime Matters with Eric Schein on WGSO AM 990, the program that dives into everything American that comes together at our water's edge.
Yep. At our water's edge, Nancy Pelosi was seen on RuPaul's show that's been reported on several times, but they didn't point out that Nancy Pelosi is tied to, you know, I mean, it's the whole cabal, Gavin Newsom, and they're both connected to the Council on Foreign Relations. And the key thing on RuPaul's is it's a man dressed as a woman, where the Council on Foreign Relations advocates for, and its key position is to do away with women, to where men are women also, and then men are men, and men are women made into women. That is the position of the Council on Foreign Relations. And in addition to that, It actually, you know, worships Baphomet. They've got Satan worship. Now, you can see it in different places all over. There's one, somebody's state Supreme Court or state house has a statue of Satan or something. I don't remember exactly where, but it's been reported on. But they all worship and they all have as their main deity Baphomet or Lucifer or Satan or the devil. That's why good men and women of Christian values, Christian mindset, Christian faith need to fight against this, what we are dealing with, one and all, any way you can. China's not, you know, beholden to any because it's extremely communist, and being communist, it is antithetical to religion. This is crazy, people. It's so back to my issues, which are tied to the same issues, because I've seen firsthand how people like the descendant of J.P. Morgan, Archie Morgan, they prosecuted me in a branch of military that I'm not in. They said I'm a civilian, said that I'm alleged and identified me as a civilian, and then prosecuted me in a military tribunal. The lieutenant commander was in uniform of what is now declaring itself to be a branch of military. It is not a branch of military. It is declaring itself to be a branch of military, not in the Department of Defense, where all the regular branches of military are contained. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps. Who did I leave out? Space Force, etc. But the Coast Guard is a standalone, self-declared branch of military. It started declaring this in 2003, March 3rd, it moved into the Department of Homeland Security, something that we need to get away from, get rid of, because we have, it's a German fabrication. You can just see how the Transportation Security Administration functioned. It scared the bejesus out of people, people who are Americans. And we're just rolling over and we're accepting mask mandates, vaccine mandates, whatever. You know, we're not just rolling over. I'll give you that. But we need to take our power back, all of us together. We have forsaken millions of lives, literally millions of lives, who have thrown their lives on the Baphomet fire pit, or want a better word, in honor of the Constitution, in honor of the Bill of Rights, in honor of our way of life that is American. It's not German, although it has been changed to German since 2000, since Bush came in 2001 and 9/11 happened, and forever, it seems, that we have forsaken our God-given, because they come from God. Whatever he is, wherever he is, he gave them to us, our creator, whoever created us. Whatever you want to name, throw on him. I believe in a higher power. I believe there is a God. We have come up with every kind of way imaginable to put a name on it. This is how I used to describe it, was that there was a thing called the Hubble telescope, and it took some bitchin' pictures, some really far away pictures. It took one picture, and this is years ago, so it's taken a lot more. It took one picture that was so far away, it took millions of years, light years, for the light to hit this telescope. And it took the picture of an astronomical anomaly that was so big, so vast, we used to think that things like it could not exist. So expansive, it was like 10 million light years across or something like that. And that we didn't even have a name for it. That is just one picture of what God has made for us, for all of us to enjoy. And it took an untold number of millions of light years for the light to hit the telescope, so that what it took a picture of no longer exists in that form. We'll be back. We're going to break. 504-556-9696. Call in. Call.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM. A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy Sign Capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word about our favorite beverage. We're the Beer Guys, and we're bringing you the best and the latest from the world of craft beer. Join us to get the scoop on the new brews, crafty news, and interviews with the amazing people of craft beer. We'll hear stories from breweries across the country, what they're brewing, their take on trends, plus the art and science that goes into making a great craft beer. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
American Ground Radio is headed to New Orleans. The Big Easy, the Crescent City, the birthplace of jazz. New Orleans, y'all. Every day, more and more Americans are listening on American Ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr on 990 AM WGSO and streaming live at WGSO.com. This should be fun.
Boy, have we got a show for you this week. Ever wonder where all the great songs have gone? Well, we found them. Hey everyone, I'm Pat Matthews, your host of 70s Deja Vu, and once again, I'll be looking in the rearview mirror, and I'll see you in the back seat. Join me for some great music, all selected to get you going on 70s Deja Vu. Sunday morning at 7 a.m., right here on 990 AM WGSO.
You are my sunshine.
This is Big John Mason. Please listen to the Big John Mason Show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 2 on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
That sure sounds like coming back music. It is coming back music. 504-556-9696. Phil in New York, if you're out there, I dare you to take the time to call Alex Jones, get through, figure out how, challenge him on having me on, interviewing me, and getting to the gist of it, because it ties into they carried on a mental evaluation of me by a guy who was not a psychiatrist, wrote a report, the judge, the executive officer pretending to be a judge, who's an administrative law judge. He's not, he's an executive branch hearing officer. They used to call him hearing officers. And all they were supposed to do was to gather evidence to help in the prosecution of a complaint or appeal or a report. It shouldn't preclude you from getting into a Article 3 judiciary. I mentioned the other day how they the shipping commissioners were created by federal district courts. They were given the authority for it, and they were they assigned shipping commissioners as judicial officers to go out on the barrelhead at payoff and resolve any and all disputes. And they usually, of course, saw in favor of the merchant seamen. So what they did was they took over the shipping commissioners. Instead of being judicial officers, they were executive officers. And this is the corruption. This is how the companies, the corporations, like to play the game. They like to be in charge. They like to, you know, it doesn't matter. Fukushima should never have happened if those plants had been remade like they were supposed to have been, instead of used for 40 years or something like that. The turbines were only, they kept decommissioning or recommissioning them beyond the lively date, extending them. It escapes me now what it was. It was originally, I think they were designed for 20 years. That was it. And then it's, you know, it's time to replace them. The technology has moved so far, et cetera, et cetera. The reasons to replace them, the pool where the old rods were stored, all sorts of other things would have been improved upon, but a corporate, because they were made by GE, General Electric, that company that was started by J.P. Morgan and now owns and controls media and, you know, everything under the sun, spinning it off is not the answer, because what will happen is they will appoint the executive officer or the COO or the CEO or CFO, and it will be one of theirs who thinks in a corporatist, fascist way. You're seeing this is the New World Order. The Third Reich was had only gotten, let's see if I can explain this. The next iteration of what the corporatist or fascist wanted to do in World War III was terrorism was next, and then aliens. You're gonna see aliens coming down from on high. It's probably what happened with the recent UFO debates and sightings and more, as they've been building up in the I always forget, Arctic. We'll look it up. We're looking up the, so the Arctic and probably the Antarctic too have been a base that they've been developing all sorts of fun things, man-made aliens, man-made UFOs, man-made machines to take over the world. The Third Reich did not die. It went into hiding. Just like, I think it was Tim Kennedy. He showed on his show, Hunting Hitler, that Hitler survived. And, you know, they hunted many of the Nazis down. On into the 50s and even 60s and 70s to where Hitler was supposed to have lived in South America with very strong ties to Argentina. It's known. Oh, wow. Hey, we got it. Okay, coming up. 504-556-9696. And I've been hammered. We got some. We'll come back after break. 504-556-9696. Call in. New people only.
Beat Exchange has a new time slot, Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO, 990 a.m. in New Orleans, The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks, Fridays at 1 p.m. on WGSO, 990 a.m.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 a.m.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6077.
Moving, redecorating? Let New Orleans Habitat help. The New Orleans Restore accepts donations of gently used furniture, appliances, cabinets, and more. Drop off your donation today at one of our two locations, 2425 Williams Boulevard in Kenner or 2900 Allegian Fields in New Orleans. Or schedule a free pickup online at habitat-nola.org. Your donation helps provide affordable home ownership for deserving local families. Great stuff, great deals, great cause.
Did the winter weather leave your windows looking gloomy? Let the summer sun glisten on your freshly washed windows. call Window Genie, where we have a streak-free guarantee at 504-264-5811 on the South Shore and 985-826-4200 for the North Shore office.
I'm Jean McCleskey.
And I'm Steve Espinosa. We are your local Window Genie owners.
Window Genie. Where we do windows.
Louisiana Radio Network News. I'm Kevin Gallagher. Insurance Commissioner Jim Donilon says policyholders with Lighthouse Excalibur, Maison, and Southern Fidelity can be insured by Louisiana citizens for 60 days after they're canceled by their current policy provider. Donilon says failed insurers, Lighthouse Excalibur and Maison, will cancel their policies in Louisiana on June 30th, but those policyholders will have coverage through July and August. He says citizens can also provide coverage for 60 days for Southern Fidelity policyholders who see their current coverage canceled July 15th.
For those 60 days, you have that available to you retroactive for coverage back to the day of your cancellation.
Now that the COVID vaccines have been okayed for kids 5 and under, State Health Officer Dr. Joe Cantor says he cannot overstate the importance of getting those shots for your kids.
Half of the hospitalizations in kids due to COVID that we have had in this state have been in children younger than the age of 5.
21 Louisiana kids have died of COVID during the 2 years of the pandemic. This is news from LRN.
Communication is essential during a disaster. Take the time now to email yourself or write down key numbers, like for your family members and your service providers. It is a best practice to save these numbers somewhere outside of your saved contacts in the event your phone is lost or damaged, or there is an extended power outage. For more information, visit aarp.org/L-A.
A sizzling T-bone steak, a mouth-watering char-grilled hamburger, a slow-smoked brisket. There are plenty of reasons to grill beef this summer. With 29 cuts of lean, protein-packed beef to choose from, there's always something succulent to serve to your family. So this Independence Day weekend and all summer long, be the hero of your backyard barbecue by serving what everybody wants, the delicious taste of certified Louisiana beef. So remember, beef, it's what's for dinner. Brought to you by the Louisiana Cattle Producers through the Louisiana Beef Industry Council and the Beef Checkoff.
A Louisiana pro-life group gives thumbs up to Governor Edwards signing into law a new trigger law that will take effect should the Supreme Court ever overturn Roe v. Wade. Ben Clapper is executive director of Louisiana Right to Life. He says they're pleased with the new law overall.
We really see that there's not much attributable difference between the laws, but there's also more consistency enabling our criminal laws to also hold those who perform abortions accountable.
In a written statement, the governor says he is pro-life, but would have preferred the bill had exceptions for cases of rape or incest. He says vetoing the bill, though, would not have accomplished that end. Another bill signed into law by the governor will require all homes sold or leased in Louisiana going forward to be equipped with carbon monoxide detectors and smoke detectors. It also requires any home with a whole house generator installed to be outfitted with a CO detector. The new law takes effect January 1st of 2023. That's a look at news. I'm Kevin Gallagher, LouisianaRadioNetwork.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays.
Coming back music. The Department of Homeland Security is a Stasi center, much like in East Germany where Angela Merkel grew up. You can't you know, ignore the fascist dictatorship that is growing up around you because it's taking on a, we've had General Electric since the turn of the century, last century, that was started by J.P. Morgan. General Electric, Generous Electric, I used to work there. When it used to own NBC, or still owns NBC, controls NBC. Even Letterman left NBC because he had a long-standing dispute with his suits. NBC was run by GE. General Dynamics. You can go on and on and on. We have these large mega corporations. They have taken a stranglehold on the public, the public interest, the public money, the public avenues of redress. You're relegated to arbitration, which there isn't any arbitration because the mafia runs all the unions, per se, at least the maritime unions, AFL-CIO. It was can't think of his name, but he passed it to his son. It's an heirloom. It's a legacy. It's passed from one don to another. We can't stand for this. We can't put up with it. We've been putting up with it for 100 years as we've watched as our rights have slipped from our fingers. It's been stripped from our fingers as the nation state, and I've said this for quite a while, is the corporate, is to be replaced by the corporate state. There will be no nice to haves. There will be only, it's going to be so bad that they are going to monetize death. They are going to monetize injury. They're going to monetize everything under the sun. And certain things are not intended to be monetized. You know, you can't make a living on fixing broken arms. You know, if the arm is broken, you fix it, you get paid for it a reasonable sum, and it's not a never-ending, perpetual cash cow. Your DNA is not your own. Is that not news to you? That's where they are headed, to where you don't own your DNA. You don't own your children. You don't own anything, and you will be happy? How so? How do you figure? You know, maybe these people think a different way than us because they've been living not hand to mouth, like many of us have for so long. Maybe they've been living a life of luxury as a royal, as a, like the queen. She is and her children, Charles and everybody else, William and Harry and Diana, who married, don't forget about Diana. She was into landmines and she was against them in a big way. And she was coming out against them. And Prince Charles took her out. You know, I don't know how else you can read it. When you look at the Council on Foreign Relations and the Royal Institute of, there's a video on YouTube from 1988. It was Ron Paul, as a young dude. He's younger than Ron Paul. He's younger than Rand Paul. And he's speaking about, he was on the banking committee and speaking about what he saw and how the game is played. And I think it was Alternative Views or something. And it was played on public access or whatever. But it was 1988. That was 33, 34 years ago. And it's as true today as it was then. The same players are in the fray. Like, even Zbigniew Brzezinski has his cousin, his sister's son, I think, Ian Brzezinski, before Mitt Romney. People need to be aware. And when you get one of these people identified by anyone, you need to circle the wagons around this person and run them out of town. Washington, D.C. or wherever. Romney is one. He was a vulture capitalist. Not a venture capitalist, a vulture capitalist, going in and raiding companies so he could take their pensions. Pensions are a liability of the company. They're not considered your, although they're for wages and other means. It's why the corporation wants to see you gone in 17 years or 18 years or 15 years or 8 years. The more they can do that, the more they can keep your pensions as a unlawful tax instead of making it mobile. So you take it into any industry with you. So it's seen as an asset. It's now seen as a liability of the corporation until it's paid out. So until the corporation pays you your pension, it's considered their pension because you can't collect on it until you're of a certain age. And if the company changes its name, if it goes bankrupt, if it goes out of business, if it, say, goes out of business and goes overseas to production in overseas territories off the books, so to speak, as an offshore account, as a asset of the corporation moved out of, you know, they changed and play games with the nationality. They shouldn't be able to do this. These corporations, mega corporations, are exactly what our founders fought against in the Revolutionary War and War of Independence. The East Indies Corporation, the tea tax, the vendors were different and the corporations were different, but they were no less international corporations in their own right. That our founders fought a revolutionary war over. We'll be right back. 504-556-9696. 504-556-9696. If there's anybody out there listening in, call in. Well, anybody, everybody.
Business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM. You are my
sunshine. Hi, I'm Big John Mason. Did you know that Governor Jimmy Davis loved Louisiana so much he gave us our state's official song, You Are My Sunshine? If you love Louisiana and you enjoy cutting-edge news and political commentary, then please listen to the Big John Mason Show, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 1 to 2 p.m., broadcasting live from WGSO 990 AM in the heart of New Orleans.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with wine makers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Monday from noon to 1 p.m. at lunchtime, live on WGSO Radio 990 AM, where we'll talk Pelicans basketball, LSU basketball, and UNO basketball with great guests, great interviews. So join me every Monday, noon to 1 p.m. live, WGSO Radio, for another brand new season in the paint.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
All right. I'm staring at it. I'm looking at a bolo. So a bolo is considered a be on the lookout. It says warning, Eric Norman Schein has a big picture of me. It says may be dangerous. Do not allow on base. Notify base security or local police immediately if confronted. Contacts MSO San Diego Investigation Department, 619-683-6499, OPSEN, 683-64-HARPOL, and base security, duty GM, and CGIS. CGIS is something that you need to watch out for. It's Coast Guard Investigative Services, like NCIS, Navy Investigative Services, because the Coast Guard is not a branch of military. It's a police department. It's been turned into, and you cannot turn a branch of military into or a civilian agency into a branch of military. These fascists, these dictators have seized control of the United States. They've done it worldwide. It's time to start fighting back, and I don't mean that necessarily in a kinetic way, in a dynamic way, but start resisting. Get your senators and congressmen, the few that still represent us, to start fighting back and overturn some of these laws. Like the January 6th meeting shouldn't even be, going on. They have three attempts at taking down Trump. It's very clear that they don't want Donald Trump to run again, because they're comfortable. They like the way things are, and it is not anything even close to our Constitution, the rule of law, natural law, law that resides from God. It's under the separation of powers, where we have an independent legislature that makes the laws, an independent executive branch that decides on the law, prosecutes the law, charges somebody, and then a judiciary that is independent and decides the law. We are under a police state. We have been under a police state since World War II. The Federal Administrative Procedure Act is martial law. The Germans were very, very good with the British, and they will sacrifice their own and many of ours, Germans, Jewish, and others, because they see us as cattle. You can hear it in the pronunciations by Harari, the WES second in command, where he says about, you know, something to the effect of basically killing all cattle or killing all useless eaters. I'm reading from a report that was put out by other than Lieutenant Triboulet. Investigating officers' findings, I reviewed the allegation against Mr. Shine made in the President Jackson's log and found no actionable misconduct. The general charge of violating lawful orders was not substantiated with any specific orders violated. The conflict seemed to be personal or labor issues. No allegation directly involved safety. And then I'm looking at the letter from Archie Morgan from, well, it's two senior investigating officer, U.S. Coast Guard, MSO, LA, LB, San Pedro, California. Gentlemen, you will find our notice to Mr. Eric N. Shine informing him he is ineligible for further employment with our company based on his conduct. Please forward this letter to the appropriate Marine Investigation Branch. We understand that the U.S. Coast Guard may want to investigate this matter through the administrative hearing process. We will comply with any request for further information as may be required. Thank you. Best regards, Archie Morgan, Senior Manager, Labor Relations, Training and Marine Resources, Patriot Companies, American Ship Management, LLC. Then I'm looking at another one, a missile activity report, a routing sheet, U.S. Coast Guard, Marine Safety Office, San Diego, Investigations Department. No actionable misconduct found. And they transferred it back up to San Francisco. He was hoping to have somebody else do his dirty work. Anyways, we'll get more into it tomorrow. Sorry, Cajun. We'll get back to you tomorrow. Call in. Peace out.
DJ Rust every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
It's America's entertainment pop culture talk show, and it's here on WGSO 990 AM. Hi, this is Douglas Viviani. Join us for Everything Old is New Again every Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, y'all. The Beat Exchange has a new time slot. Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.